We like every week, as you know, to bring you, we call it a prophecy update, and what we do is we scour the news looking for trends or news items that seem to corroborate things that you read in your Bible, Bible prophecies that are centuries old. Everyone has heard of the mark of the beast, believer, non-believer. They don't all know what it is, but they know they don't want it. The mark of the beast was introduced by the Apostle Paul, John, when he wrote the Revelation of Jesus Christ all the way back in the first century. It's some kind of mark on your hand or forehead by which you're going to conduct all commerce during the Great Tribulation. You won't be able to buy or sell anything without this mark. What was once ridiculed as fantasy is now possible. We have the technology to attach or permanently tattoo or implant into a person's hand or forehead information by which they can conduct all manner of business. It's not only possible, it's being implemented in various uses. And so anytime I run across a story regarding human marking or tagging, it piques my interest, especially if it also involves the government suggesting or mandating it. Everyone's very worried about the H1N1 swine flu epidemic. The city of Boston developed a unique approach to flu monitoring. Now, this actually goes back to November of 2008. It's an article that was overlooked, but is becoming more prominent now. The Boston Globe posted on their website this article titled, Boston Launches Flu Shot Tracking. And let me read you these excerpts from that article. Using technology originally developed for mass disasters, Boston disease trackers are embarking on a novel experiment, one of the first in the country, aimed at eventually creating a citywide registry of everyone who has had a flu vaccination. The resulting vaccination map would allow swift intervention in neighborhoods left vulnerable to the fast-moving respiratory illness. The trial started this afternoon when several hundred people were expected to queue up for immunizations at the headquarters of the Boston Public Health Commission. Each of them will get a bracelet printed with a unique identifier code. Information about the vaccine's recipients and the shot will be entered into handheld devices similar to those used by delivery truck drivers. When people arrive for their shots, they will get an ID bracelet with a barcode. Next, basic information. Name, age, gender, address will be entered into the patient tracking database. There will be electronic records, too, of who gave the vaccine and whether it was injected into the right arm or the left, and time-stamped for that day. Acknowledging patients' privacy concerns, officials promised that if a citywide system were implemented, only a limited amount of information would be gathered, all of it sitting behind an encrypted firewall. I've had people say, oh, that's so Big Brother, said Laura Williams, EMS Deputy Chief of Staff. But in truth, the unique identifier is unique to the incident. It's not like you'll go to the hospital and they'll say, you're the one who got the flu vaccine at 10 o'clock yesterday at the Boston Public Health Commission. So really, they're just doing it for fun. It's not going to have any real information that would bother you. And I like what they said at the beginning. They can figure out if your neighborhood is really being hit. Then what do you do? Some of you watch science fiction, you know what they do. They put a big dome over your neighborhood and they obliterate you. But anyway, that would be sensational, and we're not given to sensationalism. I don't think they have dome technology just yet. But anyway, the whole idea of epidemic or pandemic disease is itself very end times. Jesus mentioned pestilences as a sign of the end in Matthew 24, verse 7. While we believe Jesus was describing conditions that will prevail during the seven-year Great Tribulation, nevertheless, students of prophecy point to pestilences as something to raise awareness that we are close to the Lord's coming. No one can say if this current flu would reach epidemic proportions or if the government would mandate some sort of tagging system like they already have in place in Boston. But I think we can all see that something like it could be implemented fairly rapidly if need be. And against the background of some disaster or especially a disease, I think even many people with privacy concerns would capitulate, which is a big word I don't know the meaning of, but I think it's properly used. At any rate, That's what I carry over from college, some big words that I think I know the meaning of. At any rate, the things that the Bible predicted centuries ago, they're occurring right before our eyes. We have the technology to mark people in various ways, to tag them, as it were. Now, the technology is not the mark of the beast. I always like to remind you of that. The revelation of Jesus Christ makes it clear that the mark that damns you, that's going to involve the swearing of personal allegiance to the Antichrist. And so if we believe that the church will be resurrected and raptured before any of that happens. But if you ever find yourself in a line getting a flu shot, and they want you to wear a bracelet, and they say, oh, and by the way, would you swear allegiance to the Antichrist? Don't do that. That would be bad. But so technology isn't bad. It's just moving in the direction of being used exactly in the way that the Bible says it would. It's a chilling reminder to get ready and to stay ready and to keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.